Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the JPS Pod, episode 5.
Episode 5 of what's been a really successful first half term with the pods.
We got a bit of airtime in assembly yesterday, didn't we?
We did. And to be honest, it was off the cuff. I saw the mic.
I could see your eyes light up.
I took the opportunity. And it was actually nice to speak to our listeners directly.
Yeah.
I think it was a good way for us to gauge who's actually listening to the pod. We know the score. We know some people listen to it. We know some people love it. We know some people haven't yet listened to it.
Yeah.
So we're just playing the long game.
We had, there was a young man down the front yesterday who wanted to find out when episode 5 was going out and being recorded.
Yeah.
And actually, he's such a fan of the show. We've got him on, haven't we? We've got him on today.
Oh, I think we've left the best to last.
Yeah.
Our best guest last week before half term.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, can you introduce yourself for us?
Hello, my name's Harvey Khan. I'm from 60.
Hey, yes. Hello, Harvey.
And that first minute of that recording is the quietest he's ever been.
Yeah. And now you've got it on Spotify forever.
No, he wants to say something, but he knows he's on mic, all mic'd up.
He looks the part.
He does. He does. So we've got him on because basically, Harvey, you're a bit of a football nut, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, is it sport in general or football in particular? Or
I play lots of sports. The one sport that I really hate is cricket because I don't understand it.
Controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight in with them.
Yeah, I don't care if anyone. I don't even care. I love rugby. I love football. I love basketball.
You're very good at basketball, actually. Playtime is very good.
Do you know what? I love basketball. Yeah. And growing up, I played a lot of basketball.
Yeah.
I went to the NBA last weekend
in
Abu Dhabi.
That is good.
That was great. And I felt very short.
Yeah.
Even though I'm 6'2", Shaq was there, Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And we were probably the furthest seat away from the court, up in the heavens. And even then, he looked massive.
Yeah. There was a video of him going around in McDonald's in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
And there are people getting lots of photos of him. And he was absolutely huge.
Imagine getting a dirham ice cream off Shaq.
Yeah, I mean, what a treat.
Life goals. So, Harv, what's your favourite sport out of all of those?
Football. 100% football.
100%?
Yeah.
Didn't have to think about that then.
No.
Nah. Do you play football outside school?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So when I was in England, my first football academy was FS Academy in Wigan. We used to train at somewhere called Soccer Dome, and it was like a party place.
Yeah.
But then it got changed into Stadium Way, which is Wigan's training ground.
Oh, wow.
And I signed for Wigan, like a contract for Wigan.
So one of my when I grew up, I'm a big Swansea fan, and Roberto Martinez was the Swans manager at the time. But when I was in school, he would come into our school and he'd hand out awards, and I met him a few times. And he's now Belgian manager, but he was brought over to the UK as a Spanish footballer by Wigan. So Wigan have always been close to my heart.
Yeah, and he's one of those characters that you're going to see a lot, aren't you, in the next bit of time? Because obviously being Belgian manager, one of the top sides in it, got a good chance. Always seem to have a good
certainly.
Chance, don't they?
Yeah, and I think the thing with Belgium is like they've got the names on the sheet. It's whether they click.
That's right,
for the World Cup.
It is.
So going back to you, so you're playing out in Dubai now?
Yeah, I'm playing for City Football Club. Actually, I've got a funny story.
Let's hear it.
I've got this keeper in our school team called Mikel.
Oh, yeah.
And
my
dad and his team, he didn't have a keeper. So he was trying to get me to sign him to CFC. So I tried
Agent
to find
Harvey.
Him. Yeah, I tried to find him. But the one day that I always see him, I didn't see him once. Not once.
Oh, it's typical that is, isn't it? So you got any big games coming up?
I've got the MENA Cup on the weekend.
Ooh.
Sounds big, doesn't it?
That does sound. Yeah. Give us some info about that. Where are you playing?
So I'm playing at the Jebel Ali Resort. And
some good teams there.
Yeah, like...
So you got, I think it's quite a few. I was watching this the other day because I'm going to come down and watch, aren't I?
Yeah.
And it's over Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's a qualification for the proper MENA Cup. So it's a bit like, you know, when you qualify for the World Cup.
Yeah.
You've got to go through the qualification process.
Or the Champions League.
Yeah, the Champions of Champions. So basically, like, this is a local qualifier for all of, like, the UAE-based teams.
Amazing.
So you've got teams like City, You got Gulf United, I think. And you got Fersan, Hispania.
Yeah, you've got Pass Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, who you think are very good, right?
Yeah.
That you're predicting they're going to be very good.
I predict they're going to win the whole thing.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Big prediction.
Yeah, that'd be exciting. Let us know how you get on.
Yeah, it'd be good.
But yourself, what position do you play?
I play, if they really need me, I played at England. I'll play centre-back, but my main position for the team is central defensive mid.
Oh, nice. Yeah, so what sort of position?
Yeah. Does that give an indication of the sort of player you are? Are you an enforcer? Do you get your arms out?
I create chances. Like, I'm good. I've got a good pass. Got a good pass.
Do you break up play well?
Yeah. And I've got a good slide tackle as well.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, do you know what doesn't go well with slide tackling? AstroTurf.
Oh, luckily
I can slide
on
anything.
Can you?
My thighs are they're built for anything.
Oh,
the titanium man.
Yeah. So current players in the Premier League or wherever you see them, Champions League, who are your favourite players and who do you think you're most like as a player?
I think I'm most like Kante.
Nah, what a top draw.
He's the player that I wish Arsenal had.
He's the type of player, when I was a kid, don't think I was as good as football as you, but always the type of person I would resonate with. My favourite, like Roy Keane, Darren Fletcher's, the Park
Roy Keane is my favourite ever player.
Yeah.
Roy Keane is
just like, just wear the heart on the sleeve. Everything's a tough game. You know, it's a tough old game anyway, but not willing to shy away from anything. And going off that, I was chatting with Mr. Harris yesterday at break time in the staff room, and he mentioned you, and he said he'd done some audacious sort of flick over your head, control the ball, did a dummy. Everyone went for a sausage, slid out, sent him for a sausage roll. He said so he had to start giving you out roles where they could effectively limit what you could do to level the playing field.
Yeah,
and I was thinking, God, I wish I was that good at sport.
Well, do you know what? I was that sort of player at school.
Were you?
Yeah.
My dad.
Back to Harvey. Sorry.
My dad says if he was 10 years old, he'd bully me off the ball.
Does he think so?
Yeah, but he's also a fully grown man now, so it's easier said than done.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, he'd have to be 10-year-old size as well. It wouldn't just be change his age, right?
Yeah.
That would be a bit inappropriate.
He was tiny when he was younger, I think.
Do you think so?
He's like 6'3" now. Yeah. I think when he was younger, he'd be about, like my age, he'd be about 4'8".
4'8".
4'8".
4'8", yeah. So basically, because your dad's a coach as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
So football in your house is like a big deal, isn't it?
It's a religion, isn't it?
It is. And
it's breakfast, lunch and dinner.
And obviously this time of year now is getting into great times. And this actually takes us to a bit of a competition we've got for you.
Did someone say competition?
Yeah, competition time. So we had an amazing response for the stick of it.
Yeah, we did. And do you know what? With all competitions, there's winners, but unfortunately with that, there are people who don't win.
That's right.
Oh, there was one lad in my class. He was gutted. He listened to the pod like 3 times just to make sure his name wasn't there. I was like, sorry, bud.
But there's always this time. So basically, World Cup coming up, one of the things that happens a lot is with the time leading up to the World Cup, teams don't want to go into the first game, do they? Cold. They want to go in there aware of their best team.
Yeah.
Including the players that are the fittest players to play in those positions, that they want to be ready, they want to be prepared, so they have the warm-up games. So with the World Cup being in Doha, obviously just around the corner, a lot of teams are locating themselves before the World Cup and during the World Cup, actually in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi. So I got an email through the other day saying that Argentina are coming to Abu Dhabi.
Team of the GOAT.
See, and I actually think
Harvey's shaking his head there. No, what are you thinking, Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
Maradona.
He's my favourite player of all time, but I do think Messi is the GOAT.
Oh.
Do you know what? They're just different people. They're just different players. They offer different things. I think there's arguments for them both.
Definitely. So one of my points of view is like, you know, I want to go and see these guys live.
And also, they're at the end of their careers.
Yeah.
So Harvey, in a sense, you're lucky that you're so interested in football at this age that you do get to witness at least a bit of their greatness.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
With Ronaldo, it's a little bit of a decline this season, but nevertheless, you'd have known Ronaldo when he was all singing, all dancing, and that really is a luxury that we're not going to have for much longer.
That's it. And when you see players like him in the flesh, there's that nice opportunity to sort of find out some little tricks, some little tips, some little approaches that they have to help them develop as players. And they still do it now, right? They're still trying to improve. So what we thought was, why can't we create a competition that allows maybe a couple of our listeners to go to Abu Dhabi to watch an open training session with Messi, Di Maria,
Martinez,
and their team. Oh, so
and often a training session gives you an insight into a team that you really don't see on the football pitch as a part of a 90-minute match.
Because they do things that in training that you would do in training, and then you can watch how hard you find that in training, and then you see how easy they make it look. And so we thought, let's give away a couple of tickets to go and see Argentina in open training. And it's the week before, 1 week exactly before the World Cup begins. So on Sunday, November the 13th, we've got two tickets for you to go and see Argentina in open training in Abu Dhabi. And what we're going to do for this, actually, is because you're really going to rely on your parents, actually, to take you. So what we're going to do is we're going to put this on our social media. So what the job for this one isn't to answer a question. The job to this one is when we put this competition onto our Instagram page and our Facebook page, is to basically get your parents to send in a request for them for the tickets.
Just like putting their name in the hat.
Absolutely. It's a bit like a raffle draw, isn't it? So get them to do that. And then we'll pick a winner in the episode after the half-term break.
We have stepped it up, Mr. Huntley. Oh,
what a prize.
Yeah, but if it's three girls or two girls again, I'm going to go mad.
Oh, you can't say that. Whoa.
Did you not see?
You're going to get us cancelled, mate. You're going to get us cancelled.
Right, okay. So I'm going to say to you.
Turn off his mic.
I'm going to say to you. I know what you're saying is you think that boys are bigger sports fans, right?
I think boys are bigger football fans.
I think you're probably right. But if you could get a young lady there or any young person that is on their way up in being interested in football, I get what you mean. Because I remember when I was at school, the girls in my class, they weren't football fans. They were anti-football fans. They would be the ones that at playtime would try and
But I think the European Championships has shown us how everyone could be a fan of the game.
Yeah.
And on the JPS pod, we're inclusive. We're supportive of everyone and everything.
That's right.
And without further ado... So this week's Would You Rather, I'm not getting involved.
Oh.
And the reason why I'm not getting involved is because I actually don't participate in this certain activity that will allow me or afford me to have an opinion on it.
Okay. So interesting.
As I look to my left here, I've got a table, two very different sticker collectors for the World Cup sticker books.
Okay, yeah.
Mr. Huntley has laid his out almost what looks to be in formation. I think there is doublers. I'm not sure.
They're my swaps.
And at one point, I took a picture, which I'm going to put on as one of the pictures onto the Instagram or onto our socials.
As Harvey calls it, to Instagram.
Oh, it is just a pile of back papers from the stickers, wrappers. But I tell you what, Harvey, I'll give you credit where it's due, mate. You know how to stick in straight. They are very I'd be proud of those.
Yeah, so Harvey's got himself into the sticker collecting world, like myself, haven't you, Harv? And he started his collection yesterday. And the first 15 packets he opened, no swaps, right?
So that, I'm going to interrupt you there.
Go on.
I'm going to interject because that is a part of my question.
Okay.
So Harvey, Mr. Huntley, this is a question for both of you.
Cool.
Would you rather open up all the packets of stickers and not have a single doubler, therefore missing out on the ability to swap and to chat and to trade? Or would you rather every pack contain three doublers, guaranteed, so you take a little longer to fill your book, but you get the chance to do swapsies?
Or, Harv, you go. What do you think?
100% open all of the packs and get no double.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know why? He's trying to...
Why would why you not?
Because I'm not that good at trading. One, two.
What proof have you got? What proof have you got of that?
I went to the 2018 World Cup trading bus thing in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And I got like My dad did it all for me. That's
oh, there so basically, go. What we found out is you just couldn't be bothered.
Yeah. No, I can't be bothered. I was the one who was asking to go, though.
Yeah, true.
He's swapped a shiny Ronaldo and he's come away with a Harry Maguire.
So what are the rules on trading? Do you do one shiny for one shiny? One shiny sticker for one shiny sticker?
If it's like a really famous player, like a really good one, then I'd do it for three bad ones that I don't have.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, because I was talking about
you
this.
You can't go shiny for shiny.
So I went to a swap club the other day and basically we were talking about what are the rules and I was saying, well, it surely depends on what you've got and what you need, right?
Yeah, of course.
So for example, I would either go one shiny for one shiny or I'd go for one shiny for two is worth two
normal players.
Normal.
Yeah.
But then I try not to let people know if I need that one.
Do you just go through it and you're like nonchalantly looking at like Austria's third choice keeper going, I need it.
Well, that's what's the most infuriating thing is when you get the players you need to complete, I think, are the ones when they're not big players, they're not big names, and you're like, oh, they're literally just a player that's not even going to play. You might not even go to the World Cup, but they're in the sticker book.
Yeah.
And you don't have it. And
you end up drawing a really rubbish picture of him just to fill it.
But I love trading. So for me, I would love, out of the pack of five stickers, I would love, this would be the perfect
combination. So how many stickers in a pack?
Five.
Is that all?
Yeah, it used to be
six or seven. That's crazy. Five in a pack.
Yeah. I got two shinies in one pack.
You can get six or seven.
Yeah.
I take that back. Maybe not three doublers in every one. Maybe one or two.
So if you said the perfect combination for me would be three that I need.
Yeah.
Two for doubles.
Yeah.
Because then I've got the ability to trade a lot. And that is fun.
So you obviously you go down to the Nightjar as a part of your retro sportif DXB plug. And you've even had some Dubai-based celebrities join in.
Yeah, so when I went there the other week, we had... So Catboy's been down there from Dubai 92?
I know, he did it on the radio. He said, he shouted you out, actually.
He did,
I remember watching it and he shouted you out.
That's my teacher on the radio.
Yeah.
And then, remember Mikhail Silvestre?
Yeah.
Played for French International, Man United, Arsenal, Inter Milan.
Absolute massive head.
So he came...
I saw him.
He came down.
Shouted at Mikhail Silvestre. But he's such a good player. And I remember going to cross country with Mrs. McCoy when I first joined JPS. Yeah. And he was there supporting his son at a cross-country event. And I was so starstruck.
Yeah.
Because growing up, my family's big Man United family. And just such a good player. Then he went at Arsenal. Stop, Mr. Huntley. Back to... he's crying. We've got the tears rolling. Where were we going with that one?
So three stickers, two doubles for me.
But yeah, Catboy was there, I hear.
It was there. Big Rossi's come down as well.
Big Rossi.
Friend of the school.
Brilliant.
So yeah, that's good fun.
It looks some serious swapping going on, though. None of this like, have a little chat. Maybe we'll swap this for that. People going down with the legit written down who they need to trade, what codes they need.
Definitely.
Yeah, shout out to my mum because last year she absolutely... I had FS1 teacher. Come to her class.
You can't just invite people in, mate.
So, she written down, I had like not even a quarter of the book. She written down every single one that I didn't have. And then she gave it to my dad. And then I remember getting Neymar, Ronaldo, and I don't know. It's Neymar, Ronaldo, and someone for two shinies that they needed.
Yeah, that's good. That's the beauty about the trading is the negotiation element. And I've got such vivid memories of the sticker books. But until I was an adult, I don't remember completing any. I remember having I didn't even bother doing the final 50, get them in.
I had a friend, my best mate growing up, and he'd be that one lad that would finish it. Then at the end of the book, normally on a Premier League season, you would have a send-off sheet.
Yeah.
So say you were in the last 10 or I think around about 10 stickers, you could apply for those stickers.
This one has 50, doesn't it? I think half this one. This book says you can get 50, the last 50, I think.
Yeah, and then you can get your own printed.
And you get your own printed as well to go inside. But it's exciting and it's like, this is part of the fun, isn't it? Is watching documentaries about the best teams of the past, the best kits of the past, collecting the stickers, watching old games.
Some of these World Cup kits are to die for already.
Do you know what?
France one is so good.
Have you been into Go Sports in Dubai Mall? If you want a little tour of that,
I went
that
to Sun Sand and Sports, and they had a little section.
Yeah, a few have. Things. But I've got the new Wales shirt.
Yeah, Mr. Williams has got the
Germany Wales. Home kit's very smart.
Japan.
Lad in my class had the full Argentina World Cup kit, and he had it on camp. It was a bit messy though.
See, Harvey, that's a dad joke, and he's not a dad.
Yeah.
So you're going to let him get away with that?
Okay, yeah.
Stop kicking me, mate. Don't kick me. No.
But no, so it's exciting times. One of the things that we have decided as a school is we're going to have a wall chart, a massive wall chart downstairs as we come through school. So that'll be something that'll be seen, which will be good fun to watch. There's loads and loads of fan zones that are going to be all around Dubai as well. So get yourself along. And basically, any ideas you've got for the pod, maybe we should do a prediction.
Yeah.
Some predictions. That'd be really good fun. That'd be cool. For the pod. And basically, anything else that you think we should do, not just around the World Cup, but anything to do with the podcast in general, you can send your ideas in to the JPSpod@jamirapsmedia.com.
Cheers, guys. So as we come to the end of what's been probably one of my favourite pods, if not the favourite pod of the season.
Definitely.
We're going to ask Harvey for his favourite current tune. He's going to introduce it. He's going to say why he loves it. And then after that, guys, it's time for half term.
So my favourite song at the moment, I loved it when it was released. It was Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. I love it because the beats and like when he stops and then it just goes, it's like darkness. Like, when you think of it, it's darkness. It's just darkness. And then it comes back and it's like, my bad habit sleeps. And then it just goes like
we
that.
Don't even need to play. We've got our own rendition here, mate.
It's the drop.
Do you like Spotify?
It's the drop, eh? Plug up for Spotify.
It's the drop, isn't it? So one of the things that Mills talks about that, like you can count the beats in and out of the drop.
Yeah.
And I love that when you wait for it to drop. And it goes. And
I do it on heat waves as well. I've made a proper beatbox beat for when the heat wave stops.
So what we're going to need to do from this, aren't we, is you need to go away, make these, send them into the pod and we can play them next time.
DJ Halves.
No.
Why? Have you got a DJ name?
I'll try.
He's going to start charging.
Lil Harvey.
Lil Harvey. Love it. So without further ado, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran. It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to what?